vanhu vathreatenwa here. So now frustration yangu yaitika pano ndeyekuti maleaders ese vezina ava mafoni avo havasi kuita through. Secretary General wandafonera iko zvino foni dzake dzakadzimwa. And then the leader, the very president wezina, his phones are not being picked up. The second one is clearly being cut off, like there's some deliberate disengagement. So, you know, it's just a concern. Now, I saw that maybe if you could assist me with numbers of other nurses, you know, directly from them, are they happy with this decision?
Yeah,
withdrawal.
Yeah, I think from my understanding on the issue of withdrawing the court case was based on a meeting held between the Zina current executive and the trustees of the Zimbabwe Nurses Association. The trustees argued that since we are still negotiating with the employer, it wouldn't make any sense for us to have a court case against the same employer and then you equally go and demand for improvement of certain things from the same employer that we have taken to court. So my understanding from the Zina guys and the Zina executive communiques that I have seen is that the decision was reached after wide consultations amongst the Zina membership, that is the nurses themselves, and the trustees of the Zimbabwe Nurses Association. That's the understanding that I have based on the communiques that I've seen so far.
Oh, I see. And that is as at today, as at this morning.
The last communique I saw was last night, and there was an indication that was given that the trustees had indicated that no, you guys shouldn't have taken this case to court. It was unnecessary because you still need to negotiate for improvement of your conditions of service with the very same employer. So the moment you take the employer to court, then it means you've shut all doors for any possible negotiations. So the issue here is now I believe the reason why you might not be getting any response from any of the phones of the Zimbabwe Nurses Association executive is because probably they're engaged in a series of meetings that they are having at the moment.
I see.
My understanding is, as a nurse myself, I would want to tell you, you know what, strikes are not good from a nursing perspective. We offer an essential service. As much as people might want to play down our role, we accept people playing down our role anyway, but we still offer our services, and our services are very critical. Doctors may not be able to execute their duties without us, and in rural areas, we are the service providers, so we cannot then completely say, okay, let's keep up with the strike because we've got so much. Yes, people can support us out there, yes, and we appreciate the support that comes from the masses, but equally people will start questioning us and say, okay, who is suffering at the end of the day? Is it not the patients that are suffering? So we have to come back to our senses and to our calling and say, okay, this is where we are, but what are the implications of continuing out there and striking instead of having a small group of nurses who represent us, like the Zimbabwe Nurses Association executives, talking to our employer whilst we're at work and getting those assurances from the employer. Yes, we've got previous assurances that have been have not been fulfilled. But what is critical and important is for us to see the people, the generality of Zimbabweans, and say these people need our services. We are their service providers. If we are going to walk away, it's not going to be that easy. It's not a matter of waking up in the morning and saying we are replacing new nurses. You don't replace nurses with laymen. You replace nurses with nurses. Zimbabwe does not have the number of nurses to replace the number of nurses that was on strike. So if everyone is in the career based on a calling, we just had to go back to work. That was the most important thing to do. Yes, we could have kept up with the strike, but who was losing? The loss was not on the nurses. The loss was not on the government. The loss was on the ordinary citizen, and that would have been bad. So I believe that all decisions made at the moment were in light of that, and they were actually analyzing the situation on the ground.
Oh, I see. Okay. So what about this one in
Yes.
against the VP? Because I would see the HSB is your they are your boss, right? They are your bosses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But then there's this one here, VP ekuti makathretenwa e. Okay, so perhaps maybe it's because they were all part and parcel of each other. So we just withdrawn on that basis. So it's not because people have been threatened. It is merely because of a process, a legal process, excuse me, a negotiating process that people are going through, workers are going through.
It came, but I believe from this is my view now. The VP issue came and went. Why I say so is because we have no we don't have a nurse who was dismissed from work, from what I've gathered so far. We have all nurses who had been dismissed by the VP through the VP's statement and everything. Nurses who had been dismissed and received dismissal letters have since been readmitted back to work in their respective institutions. And in my view, it wouldn't make any sense to continuously pursue dismissal of nurses by the Vice President, General Chiwenga, because the government has since reinstated all the nurses. So pursuing the case was like pursuing it's just you were pursuing air, because no nurse was affected, no nurse was fired at the end of the day. So everyone is back at work. So I don't see the need for anyone to pursue this case anymore. It didn't make any sense. What now makes sense is for the Nurses Association to negotiate with their employer to find an amicable and lasting solution for all nurses in Zimbabwe.
I hear you all. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. You know when and I think this really helps. When you have heard that people have been threatened and then suddenly they're unreachable. Is particularly And you know when I was in Chatham House, when I was
We don't want Simba, we don't want to blow things out of proportion. At times it's unfair for us to do that. Okay, General Chiwenga might have done what he did, maybe, but I don't know where his statement came from and what he was basing on. But what I can tell you, Simba, is okay, threats will be there, but these kind of threats are not the kind of threats that you would expect to run away from. They're not those kinds of threats. It's just like saying, you guys, you are letting down a whole industry because of a strike. Yes, genuinely so. Nurses have their grievances, which have not been heard for some time, and they should have been listened to long back. But we can't say anyone is really under serious threat. I haven't heard of such a case. If there is one, I'm yet to know about it. But as a nurse myself, I really appreciate the support that the people out there have given. But equally, we must give those people service. So this is why I'm really in support of saying, okay, everyone must just go back to work, give offer the much needed services. Look, Zimbabwe's rural population, they don't have doctors in the rural areas. They depend solely on nurses to give them and provide them services. So it is very critical for all nurses to be at work and giving that service, because I don't want to lie to you. If the strike had gone beyond where it was, it could have caused a massive disaster in the health sector in Zimbabwe. So as it stands, I think the Zina guys will talk to you maybe when they can possibly talk to you. But now the situation is like that. Everyone is back at work, and I think everything is returning to normal.
Wow. Okay, so no, we don't have any more nurses on strike now. If things are now fairly smooth as it was before.
Yes, everyone is back at work. And to Simba, the good thing about this strike, sorry, I'm saying the good thing. The good thing about it is the workforce was improved. Remember, HSB had started recruiting new nurses, and My understanding is they recruited about 2,200 nurses,
oh, wow.
which is an addition to the current to the previous 16,700 and something nurses that we had in place. So now we have more nurses. Which means Zimbabwe now has a contingent of about what 18,000, close to 19,000 nurses. Which means that's an improvement in terms of service delivery. Nurse patient ratio will be better. Because most institutions received quite a good number of extra hands to assist, and we welcome that development by government, and it will help us deliver service in the best possible way we can. So honestly, I want to tell you, this is the positive side of that strike. It brought in new people and it brought in good numbers in as far as improving the nursing staff establishment is concerned, and personally I'm impressed by that.
Wow, and you've got doctors as well from Cuba. We're going to stay in the country for another 2 years, so it loosens, it helps to lessen the burden.
Yeah, of course it does. It helps Zimbabwe. Let's all take note of the fact that Zimbabwe does not have specialist doctors. We have a very small number of specialist doctors as compared to our current population. Our current population cannot deal with the number of doctors that we have here, cannot deal with the population that we have. Imagine a whole country like Zimbabwe with about 50 million people in it has got about six neurologists, if I'm not mistaken. It has got a very few oncologists who deal with cancer issues, orthopedic doctors. We've got very few of those orthopedic doctors. So what it effectively means is delivery of healthcare service is not to its best when we don't have those specialists. They're the guys that make sure that everything, when things get so complicated as far as the human body is concerned, they're the drivers behind these theaters, surgeries, and everything. So we need these specialists in the country. Personally, I also thank the Cuban government for always assisting. They're always sending in their guys down here, doctors, anesthetists, and everything. I've worked with Cuban doctors before, so I can safely tell you it's something that is good and something that is positive. But at the same token, I urge our government to train more of to retain more of the guys that they train in to specialize in particular areas. Retaining them is simply by maybe rewarding them better, because specialist doctors get paid good money elsewhere. So you know what, everyone is looking at self-actualization. You want to improve yourself, you want to reach your peak whilst you're still young. So you find most doctors, they end up leaving the country and in a bid to improve themselves and their families. You see, because Zimbabwe is not as rewarding as some countries in as far as healthcare delivery is concerned. Even across the board, from doctors to nurses, laboratory people, everyone who is involved in the health delivery system. So we must have more specialist doctors in the country. So government should work towards PECs that could assist in terms of retaining all those doctors that are leaving the country. And equally, nurses, they also need to have specialized nurses in broader areas, oncology, renal care, orthopedics, endocrine nursing, etc. So you need to have all those people in place. Zimbabwe still needs to really improve, like in terms of post basic courses for nurses and stuff like that, because we are currently very limited to maybe ophthalmology, midwifery, mental health, and a couple of other courses, renal care, oncology at one site, they're offering it at Parinato. So we need to have more specialized people in Zimbabwe. If we have specialized people who are well rewarded. We know the situation with the economy. The economy is not that good, but we need to reward to a certain extent so that people are not really do not get to sit and think and say, okay, because I'm specialized in this field and I'm in demand in such and such a country, let me just leave and go. Simba,
I've seen that, and I've heard such sentiments.
We all want the best for our families. But some of us have not even we've seen a lot of advertisements from the UK, Ireland, Malta, this and that country. But I personally haven't even done any of those processes to say, okay, I'm leaving Zimbabwe. Ask yourself why. The reason is very simple. It's not because I don't qualify. I qualify to go to Malta. I qualify to come to go to Ireland. I qualify to come to the UK. I love my country so much. You know, I've even gone into political trenches to fight and see to it that my country works, and so that
I think that is really touching. That is really touching, my brother. I've got great respect for you. And you know what I really love? When you have constantly emphasized this point here to me, that you are a nurse by calling. You know, a lot of people varikupinda mumabasa omukomo just for the money. But you clearly say, I came in here by calling and I'm not leaving. I think that is powerful, and I've really got great respect for you.
Simba, do you know how old I was when I started training for nursing?
Mm.
It only came to my mind, what am I doing? What contribution am I putting in this country? Am I just making a lot of noise in terms of the political sphere and not contributing anything meaningful? I said to myself, okay, what can I offer? At first I was hesitant and I was like, but can I really do nursing? I then said to myself, okay, I'm going into this. By that time I was 31.
Wow.
I'd done a lot of work in the private sector, and I could easily survive without even having gone for nursing. I could even be making more money without even going into nursing from that time. But I said to myself, I must do something that brings back something to the people that I work with, the people in my country. And exactly, I went into the course, I did the course, I finished, I passed it, and I graduated. I started working. This is why I don't sleep. I think about medical conditions, diseases that are affecting people in Zimbabwe. How do I help? I write articles, I publish, I have online publications publishing my articles, and even sometimes the guys at Herald House, they help me having my articles published in their own newspapers. But I'm trying to be of contribution to this community that I live in. So it's not necessarily to do with the money. It has to do with the country that is ours, that we have to improve. The moment we all start walking out of this country, then I'm afraid there's not going to be any country to talk about.
Wow, my brother set free. I'm really thrilled. And yes, Zimbabwean Nation around the world, you're hearing here from NS. Who is so passionate about his job, as someone who tells you here that he is in this job for the calling. And Zino Bata Bata Moyo is it, I must say, Zino Bata Bata Moyo. And my prayer, my brother, is that you succeed, you prosper in your work, and yeah, you know, yeah, all the best, and thank you so much.
But thank you very much. I'll be sending my articles to Zim I now. I want you to publish my health articles.
Oh, please, please, please. The space is yours. And do continue with us in the news right here on ZimEye.com. Jump onto the website right now. Type ZimEye.com and you will read the full story, the developing story on the nurses' strike. The aftermath. What happened? And what now will happen hereafter? Your favorite news network, ZimEye.com.